Good morning and welcome to Jason and Alexis in the Morning. Live on MyTalk 107.1 and live streaming on a device near you. I'm Jason Matheson, and joining me every single day when she's not trying to beat the Guinness World Record for the most cheese balls she can shove in her mouth, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Oh, I think I might win that. Have lots of practice. That's all I ate in middle school. Wow. Uh-huh.
Yep.
Well, they were cheese doodles, but still.
They're cheese doodles. I remember this.
Yes. Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Happy Monday, Holly Roberts.
Holly.
Feels like a Monday today, everybody.
Well, it sure does. Happy Monday to you. It's March 18th, 2024. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. Welcome to, and this is appropriate, just act happy day. You don't have to be happy, just act it.
Fake it till you make it.
Right? Awkward Moments Day. Welcome to that. Welcome to Dribble to Work. So grab a basketball and dribble all the way to your place of employment.
Oh.
Welcome to Biodiesel Day. National Lacey Oatmeal Cookie Day.
Yum.
National Sloppy Joe Day.
Yum.
National Welderly Day. I love that.
Welderly?
Be elderly, but be welderly.
Oh, get it? I see. Get it? Oh, I was thinking welders.
Me too, but no. Be a healthy elderly person, I guess is what it is.
All right.
And welcome to your coffee. Cheers, everybody. Cheers.
Ah, cheers.
Yes.
That's right.
Oh, life juice needed.
Very much so. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, is it Monday? It's a Monday for you, Lex?
Yeah, it's feeling like that. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I changed my purse out and I was like, oh, over the weekend, I'm like, I needed a little bit more room.
Yeah.
Didn't transfer my badge to get into the building.
Oh.
So thank goodness for our awesome guards. Let me in all as well. But, you know, a minute I was like, oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
It's those little things that can just be like, oh, gosh, is this how the day is going to be?
Yeah. And I'm wondering.
Yeah. Is this a magic eight ball for the day?
Right.
Should I just go back to bed now?
Yeah, exactly.
Holly, how's your day starting off, friend?
Did you hear that dirt alert? Whoa, boy, honey.
Girl.
Saying some words that are not.
I wasn't going to judge, but.
Hey, full judgment on my part. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
How about you, Jace? Are you feeling like a Monday?
Oh, girl.
You feel good?
I just want to go home. Let's just all go
home. Okay, all right. Yeah, all right. Yeah.
No, you all
not alone. Hashtag.
You won't care. No, we're all the same today. Our rhythms are all the same.
Yeah.
Holly, can you check the calendar for me real quick?
Yes.
Okay, what's the date again?
Today is the 18th.
Yeah.
Of what month, Holly?
Of March.
Marzo.
Okay. That's right. It is March 18th.
That is appropriate.
Yeah. It's not January 18th, right, Holly? It's March 18th.
No, it is March 18th.
Oh, that's far too early.
Okay.
January 18th.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Let's Check In to see if Alexis's Christmas wreath, which has been up since November 20th, is up or down or painted. Take it away, Lex.
Hey, friends, it's down. Peace out, wreath. We had a ceremony yesterday.
Oh,
was Al Roker there?
Yeah, he was invited. Unfortunately, he was busy hanging out with the grandkids or something, you know, like that, and eating some,
drinking some
beer.
Yeah,
green beer. But yeah, you know, figured it's... This is the deadline, is St. Patrick's Day.
St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah. It's, it was time.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was ready. It wanted to come down. So we had a ceremony yesterday. I just posted the video, Jace, if you'd like to see it.
Oh, my God. Oh, please.
What it looked like after that many months. And
Holly, you want to join me in this fun?
Yeah,
we're okay. Time to go.
Instagram.
I think it posted okay. Well, we shall see.
Let's see. We shall see.
Yeah, peace out, wreath is what I called it.
Peace out, wreath.
Okay. Oh, there it is.
Oh, there it is.
Ooh, that thing
Oh, Lex.
That thing is dry.
She be crusty.
It's yellow.
Oh, Lex.
What is that on the color wheel?
Right.
Poop yellow?
I think it's... No.
Dog Polly? Diarrhea?
No, bile. Bile.
Yeah.
It's bile.
Nailed it. You got it.
Yeah, Christmas bile is what that color is. Oh, my gosh, Lex.
Yeah. It is looking rough. So it came down yesterday. I feel pretty good about that.
Mm-hmm.
and we'll see you next year. And then I realized, no, actually, it's this year.
Yeah, Lex, it's the Holly, let's do the math. How many more months till she can put it back up?
She solved for X. Yeah. So this is month 3.
That's
you
right.
You get the wreath in month 11.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah, this year, Lex. Uh-huh. We'll see you later this year.
See you later this year.
Yeah. Oh, Lex, that is not a color that exists in nature. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
And look at that nasty bow. That bow has seen better days. It's all wrinkled.
Oh, it sure has.
Oh, Lex Blue.
This time.
Made sure that this had not become a habitat of any small woodland creatures. No squirrels, raccoons,
oh, I did make
birds.
Sure. Yes, I made sure I inspected it before it came down.
He didn't make any. Where did my house go?
Yeah, can you imagine? I liked living in that little curve of the bow.
And I love how you use the hashtag not alone. Girl, you are alone.
I certainly can't be. Anyone else still have your Christmas or decorations up in some way, shape, or form? Please let us know.
No.
You have to take it down now. Look, take it down this week. It's going to snow next week and be fairly miserable. You have time.
Oh, it's going to snow next week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, then, yeah, wow.
Don't put it back up, Lex. Don't put it back up.
Oh, yeah, no, it's already been snipped and recycled and, you know, all of that.
We're through daylight saving time.
Disposed of appropriately. Yeah. Yeah, figured it was time to spring forth, and we'll spring this out of our house.
In 7 months.
Yeah.
In 7 months.
Okay.
6 months. 6 months, actually.
Oh, we'll be ready, Boy Scouts.
I just can't get over that.
They have quality wreaths. Look how long that lasted.
Yeah, well.
Wow.
It would look better if it would have been burned in January. But yeah, I just can't get over the bow. The bow is what kills me. Forget the color. That bow is all matted up.
Hey, girl.
Hey, girl. Oh, wait. Now people are calling the wreath hotline.
I don't want to.
Oh, damn it.
Yeah,
now, Holly,
this morning.
Damn it. No.
Hashtag not alone. Not alone.
Oh, God. Are people calling to say they have a wreath up, too?
Emily on Instagram says, ooh, that looks crunchy.
Oh.
Oh, someone has her lights up still, but doesn't turn them on. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's
Lord.
That's Kim.
That is real bad. That is just real, real bad. Well, at least it's done. At least it's down before summer vacation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Actually, and even before a lot of spring breaks.
Yeah,
so,
true.
You know.
True. Uh-huh.
Maybe
I'm so proud of you, Lex.
The latest deadline.
Mm-hmm. Spring break?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't this what most families do on St. Patrick's Day? You know, this is, right, Holly? This
corned
is what most
cabbage.
Families do. Corned beef and cabbage, take down the Christmas wreath.
Yeah. Yeah, you're eating that, like, stale holiday candy. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all kind
it's
of
been out and, oh, I love that. It's my favorite.
What, the chocolate
stale candy.
With the white crusty crust on
not
it?
Like, not the chocolate variety, but more of like, you know, when it just gets a little, like, has that little, like, soft outside sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, I'm trying. Like, I guess like a candy cane would be a good example of that.
Ew.
Oh, okay.
I don't like it real hard.
But that's the whole point
soft,
of a candy
chewy.
Cane. All
not
right.
If it, not if it's stale, Holly.
Send your rotten candy to Hubbard Broadcasting.
Right.
415.
Yeah, I leave
Holly,
it out on purpose, guys.
Why are we surprised she likes stale candy canes? Look at her wreath. It's indicative of her holiday candy eating.
Nasty. You know that the Easter candy is in full force.
Oh, yeah.
At the big box stores. Those Cadbury bunnies.
Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
They're laying eggs. Cream eggs, caramel eggs, chocolate eggs.
Yeah.
They're busy.
They've all been laid.
Mm-hmm.
But speaking of videos, did you see Holly and my baby One More Time?
Tenacious D sure did a remix of
Britney's One More Time.
Uh-huh. People, go look at that. Also on Lex in the City's Holly D. Roberts. And I think My Talk retweeted it.
I think so, yeah.
I think they did.
Well, yesterday I posted a behind the scenes because we had something pretty funny happen. And people's reaction to that video.
Yeah.
I didn't even think they would even have that takeaway.
What are y'all thinking?
And
what are y'all thinking?
Okay, hold that thought, because I'm going to watch it again. Yeah.
Okay.
I want to watch it again, because I want to make sure I'm watching it sober. So hold
Multiple
on.
Multiple people, and we were laughing. I was just cracking up at their responses, but you'll see why.
Okay. Go look at it, My Talkers. That's your homework in this commercial break. Go look at Lex in the Cities or My Talk Socials. We'll be back to talk about it right after this.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Welcome to How to Make a TikTok Video with Alexis and Holly. Classes are $49.99. Your first one. And the second one's how much, Holly? $24.99 if you want to?
Yeah, you know. No CODs.
That's right. You want to tell the kids what you did, Lex?
Okay, so on Friday, well, there's a Tenacious D, Jack Black, who's in Kung Fu Panda 4, which, can you believe, there's a fourth movie of that.
Mm-mm.
I like the franchise. I think it's really fun.
I've never seen them.
Oh, you haven't? Oh, it's
not
fine.
A single one, yeah.
Yeah, it helps to have a four-year-old, you know?
It does, yeah.
Actually, Holly found this song, and I thought, and sent it. We have panda suits, so
yeah.
Let's do it!
Yeah.
So, Tenacious D did a cover of Britney Spears' Baby One More Time.
Mm-hmm.
And so, we got in our panda suits and made the video on Friday, posted it. It was super fun. And then we were watching some of Jack Black's posts about the song and how he, you know, did it. There's a couple of them. One of them, he writes baby on his fingers between like the first and second knuckle.
Yeah.
And so I thought, oh, that would be really fun to do. Mm-hmm. You know, we'll just do hit me, baby. And then you kind of like almost punch into the camera.
It. Yeah.
So there it is, right?
Yeah.
So we try to figure out, hey, you know, how to write it and which camera are we going to do, the front facing, back facing, because that would matter, right? So that people can read it or not. So we're trying to figure this out.
Within the camera. Yeah,
within the camera and what we'll post, because sometimes it transposes. And so, you know, Holly's figuring this out, writing it on my knuckles.
Right.
And we're like, oh, we nailed it. We got it. We know what we're doing. We get to where we did the video, which is a tennis court that has a big panda in the back. And so we were figuring that out, and I did a little practice, like, okay, one more time, and then realized, oh, nope, we did it. Oops, we did it again.
Yes.
Oops. Dying.
Nope.
Oopsies. We had to go back to the front facing, but then joke's still on us because the panda suit that I wore completely covers my hands.
Yeah.
And has gloves on it.
Yeah.
So
they're paws. I mean, they're basically panda paws. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. And the way, once I'm in, you know, I can't really do much because hands are covered. So it became a super funny moment on the tennis court there. But we had all this behind the scenes footage. And so yesterday, and we had mentioned at the time, like, it'd be fun to put all this together. I made it, posted it. It says baby on my hand, but a lot, there were at least a handful of people responding, thinking that one of us was making a huge life announcement.
Yes.
That one of us was pregnant with a baby.
Yeah.
Which absolutely would be such a cute idea. If you already have a child and you're like, hit me, baby, one more time. You did that. That would be adorable.
Yeah. It's not out of the realm of possibility.
No, it's not.
I mean, on this show, maybe. But I mean, you know.
But that was never a possible takeaway for me when we were doing this, when I posted it.
I never even thought about it because I saw that first response and I'm like, no, we just can't spell.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
The letters go.
What? And then other people said, yeah, I thought that was it too. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
What? Look, so, I mean, I know people have assumed that I was pregnant before because I posted a picture of myself after I ate a steak.
It's a food baby.
Are you pregnant? I'm like, no!
No! I just got a New York strip.
Thank you, and I'm wearing a tight dress. Get over it.
Ate the whole thing. Yes.
It's a steak baby.
Oh, gosh. So no announcement. Bottom line, no announcements from either of us in that way. The baby we created was the video.
That's right. It gestated for 60 minutes.
Yeah.
Because. Mm-hmm.
Via magic marker.
Yeah.
On Lex's knuckles.
Yes.
Well, that reminds me, and maybe this wouldn't stick in your memory for any reason. Colin had crafted up. No, Lex, you may remember me saying this part. I have so many Disney t-shirts, but I have a Disney t-shirt that says Disney Dad, and it's black It says Disney Dad. And then Colin went to the craft store and got a D and a Y and turned it into Disney Daddy.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah. So I wore that in a post, and the exact same thing happened. People thought that I was announcing
that
Colin and I were adopting, or somehow it was the Immaculate Conception.
Yeah, I was going to say, no, this is, well, I suppose Easter, if we're doing the math.
Yeah.
You know, because, I mean, Jesus was born at Christmas. Conception around this time.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the only way that anything's happening in here. Oh. I'd be like, what? Come on now.
Nothing was happening here except vodka sodas that day I posted mine.
Okay,
No. Unless that baby's name is Kettle and One, I'm not having a baby.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Oh, hi, Kettle.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Meet your sister, Gray.
Oh.
Goose. Yeah.
And this is Stoli over
this
here.
This is Stoli. Lex, yeah. I was going to say the same thing. This is your brother, Stoli.
Uh-huh. And this is your weird youngest brother, Karkoff.
Yes!
We don't pay attention to him too much. He's got the weird handle.
Yeah, well, him and Tito.
Yeah. Oh, no, Tito we like.
Yeah.
Karkoff.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness gravy. So, yeah, thank you for clarifying that.
Yeah, just if anyone, you know.
Yeah.
No announcements, friends. Just, we're making fun videos.
Making lols.
Yeah, that's always the goal.
Lex, where was that video shot at with the panda in the background?
So every day I drive by this tennis court, and so finally it came to fruition. I said, one day, I'm going to do a video there, because within the tennis court, you know, the fence around the tennis court, there is a panda with boxing gloves on that's right embedded into the fence.
Yeah.
So it is close to the station. We're in the KCP building off University and 280. If you cross over 280 from where the station is, it's right there.
Oh, nice.
So I see it every
day. I know where that is. I know where you're talking about now.
So yeah. It wasn't far for us to go. Just drove down there, did it. Did two takes and done.
You can see it right now, Lex in the Cities, and then I think my talk reposted
as
well.
Yes, Lex and the Cities, yep.
Yeah, give Lex a follow.
And Holly, too.
Mm-hmm. Holly D. Roberts. Lex in the Cities, Holly D. Roberts, you can see that. We're going to come back, why Alexis loves Jim Gaffigan even more after this weekend. That and more when we come back.
Everything David and the team at First Equity. They want to help you with your mortgage, and of course, they can do it all. Conventional, FHA, first-time homebuyer, VA. Are you a veteran? There is no better loan than a VA loan. And, of course, they are an expert with that as well. Let them help you. You get that personalized attention that you need and deserve, whether this is your first or your 50th mortgage. They've got you. They're live and local and have been for 23 years and counting. They're part of the community, so they know. You're going to tell your friends, your family. You're going to come back to them when it's time to refinance. So that alone, they'll treat you right, but they just do because they're good people. And I think you'll really enjoy working with them. I've worked with them 3 times already, and I've told plenty of friends and family to go work with them, and just great experiences. Get locked and loaded, ready to go. Get pre-approved for a mortgage, 763-251-8000, or head to mytalk1071.com and type in keyword David.
Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Thank you for being her. K kicking off a brand new week with us. It's March 18th, 2024. Just like J.R. Ewing, Lex likes her coffee with bourbon. And I would play that bite, but there's something up with my Zeta. It's not playing anything, but...
Oh, no.
Rude!
Yeah, I'm getting a weird warning. I'll email the engineers. But anyway, here, let me imitate JR. What do you like in your coffee? Bourbon.
Bourbon.
And Alexis loves bourbon, too. I didn't know Alexis loved bourbon until one fateful day in 2012 when we were in Dallas together. We tried it together for the first time. Mm-hmm. I was not... I had never had bourbon. Certainly not in Dallas. And certainly
No.
And certainly Lex and I didn't even know, even though I had watched Dallas my entire life, and JR ordered one thing and one thing only, and that was bourbon and branch. And Lex and I asked a very nice bartender at a hotel
yes.
in Dallas, what the hell is branch? And he looked at us with mild judgment, but not a lot of judgment. I remember him being very nice.
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, it's just water. I'm like, oh, bourbon and branch.
It's a fancy way to say water.
Yeah. And Alexis immediately took to the bourbon.
Oh, yeah. I always knew I liked whiskey.
Yeah.
And so, you know, so that while night, in but, Dallas, but, gave me some bourbon and not, branch.
But I did not know that. And I just... I thought of you as this sweet flower, you know, this just a sweet, you know what I mean? Like, I just thought she's a wine lady.
Mm.
You know, she's a, maybe a gin and tonic.
Yeah.
And then about 5 hours later,
yeah,
but we get 5 hours later to a dinner, at the hotel that the network had thrown for us. And the server comes around and everyone's like, okay, I'll take a white wine. I'll take a Chardonnay and. Gets to me. I'm like, I'll take a vodka soda with a splash of cranberry.
Actually, and, you didn't order that night, Jace.
What did
and
I
the
order?
Only reason why I'm correcting the story
oh,
is
please,
because
no. Girl,
it's actually funnier.
11 years ago. Yeah.
You ordered a Cosmopolitan.
Oh, God, that's
so
right.
So the person who delivered the drinks wasn't the server who took our order. And she tried to give me the Cosmo. I go, no. That's it.
You are absolutely right, my friend. You are 100 right. Yeah, Holly, all of these people, you know, all the ladies sitting with us, the journalists, everyone, and I'm not, everyone ordered wine, like either white wine, red wine, and then there are a couple of gays with me. We're all ordering Cosmos or whatever.
Sure. Twas the time.
Twas the time.
Yeah, twas the time for that.
It was 2012.
You know what?
Yeah.
And sometimes stereotypes are real. Gays, we like the Cosmos.
Right.
So then it gets, everyone orders Holly, and then it gets, Lex is quite literally the last person to order. And we're all ordering these foo-foo things, and it gets Lex, and she, and the woman's like, hey, ma'am, what can I get for you? Bourbon, please. I'll take bourbon on the rocks.
Yeah.
And I look at her like, who the hell are you? You just had it 5 hours ago for the first time, anyway.
Now you're obsessed.
Yeah
pretty much, even to this day. But also, a lot of times, you know, I like to try what's local.
Yeah.
And so I couldn't believe that nobody else was ordering it at the table.
No one did. You're
nobody
right,
did.
Lex. Nobody did but Lex.
That's okay.
I remember, and it was that beautiful library. Remember that dining room was so cool.
It
Holly, it looked like a secret room, but it was like dark wood, tons of books. Yeah. Oh, it was awesome.
The coolest
speakeasy. Well, I bring this up because we're mixing two of Lex's things that she really likes, bourbon and Jim Gaffigan. Jim occasionally does monologues on CBS Sunday Morning, and he did one yesterday, and I immediately texted Alexis. I'm going to play it in its entirety.
Oh,
so
yeah. So good.
It's so good. Here's Jim raising a glass to bourbon.
Part of me can't believe I'm about to say this, but I like bourbon. I don't know if that means I'm an old man or just an alcoholic. Enjoying hard liquor is new for me. I've always been a beer guy. In the past, when a friend would say, let's get a scotch or a whiskey, I'd think, well, I guess we could pretend like we're in a Tennessee Williams play. But now I like bourbon. Like is how far you can go with your enthusiasm for any alcohol. If you're too passionate, you sound like you have a problem. If I said, I love bourbon, I might as well be announcing, I need help. I guess that's why some people use the term aficionado. When someone says, I'm a bourbon aficionado, it probably means they drink too much bourbon. My wife and I will occasionally have a bourbon every night. Sharing a small glass of bourbon together gives us an opportunity to reconnect as a couple and try to forget we have children. When I recently did some shows in Louisville, I stayed in a hotel that had a store in the lobby that primarily sold bourbon. The store also sold glassware and bourbon-related paraphernalia. But the reason there were groups of smiling 60-year-old men walking around was probably the bourbon. I decided to surprise my wife by buying a couple of bottles of bourbon. Don't tell me I'm not romantic. After the cashier wrapped up the last bottle in bubble wrap like it was some precious historical artifact, she casually mentioned, I don't know if this is a big deal, but this bottle of bourbon costs $1,100. Does that matter? I thought, well, not if it includes the factory. Does it matter? Only if my children expect to go to college. It should have been an easy answer. Nobody needs an $1,100 bottle of bourbon. I didn't buy that bottle of bourbon, but part of me felt like I deserved it. Parenting is that hard. I guess I wanted that bottle of bourbon for my wife and me and for our children. I mean, because of our children. I'm a bourbon aficionado.
So good. Oh, yes. Oh, Jim Gaffigan. CBS Sunday Morning yesterday.
Well, they have like four or five children, don't they?
They do. I just saw the family. They showed the family picture. I think it's like five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would drink two.
Right.
And I do not like bourbon still.
But... yeah, five kids.
Oh, yeah.
It takes the edge off.
It sure
right.
does.
All the edges. All five edges.
Now, a little every night. Wow. Maybe. Maybe well, that's my future.
That's what JR did.
Just a little nip. You know, just, you know, get one of those glasses.
Yeah.
And then swirl it. I don't know. I don't know what the heck you do with bourbon. You just drink
it. You swirl it, Holly. You swirl it.
You swirl it. All right.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason I have a bar just in glasses on top of my bar, because that's what JR did. And they did that, Holly. They just poured a little bit with a glass. And they always had ice in their ice bucket. And I always thought, is that what the staff does? Do they just constantly refill that ice bucket? They just always, it never not had ice. It was never empty. It always had ice. I always found that amazing. I wish I had an ice bucket that was always full.
Only in the soap operas.
Only in the soap operas. Only in the soap operas. But they did, they always pour. JR, Miss Ellie would walk in, JR, pour me a brandy. And they would just swirl it, Hal, and take one or two sips, and that's it. And then Miss Ellie would go to bed. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just one, just to take the edge off of the day.
Yeah.
Whatever shenanigans was happening. But, oh, Jim, he's so good. You still like bourbon, right, Lex? You're
still
a bourbon
girl? Yep, still do. Yep.
Yeah.
I like big gingies. I like bourbon and branch. Right. Yeah, it's a little ginger ale and bourbon. Yeah, those are kind of my go-tos. But it all depends on the mood, you know? It depends on what you're feeling, you know?
I wish I liked brown liquor. I would feel more sophisticated. But
really?
I do not. I still don't, even at 49.
Yeah.
And now that I'm 49, crashing toward 50, I don't think my taste buds are going to change again. I think this is it. You know, this is my...
yeah.
The roller coaster is going down now. So I think this is it.
Yeah.
I just have to...
Just ride the wave, Jason.
That's right. Ride that vodka cranberry wave.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that.
I even got away from
that. That's pretty delish.
I started out with vodka cranberry. Then that got too sweet. Then I went to vodka soda with a splash of cranberry. Lex, that's when you and I used to stay up past 10.
Yep.
And now I'm just vodka soda.
Forget
the splash. I can't do it. You know why? Because every bartender, it means something different. A splash means something different. Sometimes it would be too much. I just want a whisper. Just a whisper of it. And someday just pour. Yeah, that's why it just got to be too much of a fuss.
I'm surprised they haven't quantified splash.
Yeah.
Huh.
There you go.
Right there, Holly. That's all I want. That right there.
Yep.
Just a whisper. A whisper. We want you to meet us out. Not right now. We're working. So don't come now. But join us for the Walk for Animals The 2024 Walk for Animals. We're partnering with the Animal Humane Society. Join Team My Talk. And Lex?
Yes.
Who are the captains this year?
That'd be Holly and me.
Woo!
Yeah. It's May 4th at the State Fairgrounds. It's a mile trek. But you don't have to go on it. Or you can just leisurely go around. There'll be fun stops along the way. Great food trucks, vendors. Lots of fun. Bring your pets.
Yes.
Please. We want to have diverse animal grouping ever.
Yes.
Don't we, Holly?
Yes, at the Walk for Animals. So that means you can bring your bunny in a stroller. You can bring your iguana on a leash. You can bring, your corgi in a Red Ryder stroller.
Oh, how cute would that be?
In a wagon.
Oh, my gosh. A donkey.
A donkey.
Yep.
A horse. A cow.
Oh.
An alpaca. A llama.
A chinchilla on a leash.
Chinchilla. Oh,
they're so soft.
Yeah,
yes.
Bring their cocaine dust. I mean, not cocaine. Their dust bath. Yeah. Oh. It looks like cocaine. I had a chinchilla.
Please leave that at home.
See, I knew you would draw a line somewhere, Holly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Please leave that at home.
Your horse, your cow. Bring them all.
Bring them all.
Join our team.
MyTalk1071.com. Enter keyword animals. When we come back, a pop of pop culture. Mike Tyson is really fighting one of those Paul guys. Oh, no. Hey, it's Jason for the number one airport on another list. I'm talking about our very own MSP. I always try to give you some travel tips because I'm there a lot. So I'm going to give you a travel tip. I don't need to tell you this, but I'm going to. It's spring break season. So make sure you take advantage of all the conveniences at MSP, including reserving your parking spot in the ramps in advance. And don't forget about the Silver Ramp, the brand new Silver Ramp. They have a ton of EV charging spaces, and the tram takes you right to the terminal. It's beautiful, too. Also, at Terminal 2, it's so easy to reserve your space in the TSA line. You can do it at both, but at Terminal 2, it's real quick. And once you're there and get there early, eat, shop. T-Rex Cookies is now there in Concourse C. Soul Food just opened. Their chicken sandwiches are so good. And shop at Legends of the North with great local products. So, from ticketing to takeoff, it proves again, MSP is the best. Pop culture in our first hour. Welcome back. Jason and Alexis in the morning. Okay, so I saw these videos over the weekend. And I know if you follow one or both of the characters involved in the story, this is no big surprise. This isn't news. But I just needed a moment. What's funny is we brought up, did you hear that commercial for Weekly Trivia Face-Off? Alexis brought up Duck Hunt, which is funny because at the same era that Duck Hunt came out, the video game, Mike Tyson's Punch-Out also came out.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Legendary. Yeah.
Legendary game. I owned it. Was actually pretty good at it. Anyway, I've been seeing these videos of Mike Tyson training because they're doing a big event. And again, I know there's a big chunk of our audience that already knows this. This isn't news, but it's just he's training to fight Jake. Is it Jake Paul? It's not Logan. It's the Jake guy.
Jake Paul,
right?
Yeah.
Jake Paul. Mike Tyson is fighting Jake Paul Saturday, July 20th.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching Mike Tyson train. I would not mess with him for all the chicken fingers at Cane's. He looks lethal.
Oh, yeah.
There is, he posted over the weekend a training session. It is like, it's almost like otherworldly. He goes into a trance. And I just thought to myself, it's
intimidation. It's
fury. I mean, it's still. And I'm not sure. Let me look up how
he's
old
57.
Mike Tyson. Thank you, Alexis.
I was just thinking that. And he's coming out of retirement for this fight.
Mm-hmm.
So what I immediately think is, dude needs money.
Well, yeah, I mean, talk about Punch Out. So,
yeah, is Cameo not working? Well, what's going on,
well,
Dyson?
Think about, okay, he's gone through a lot in his life financially, but even just in Punch Out alone, Mike Tyson, I think, made in the ballpark of like $1 million, but that video game for Nintendo grossed like $1 billion.
Isn't that gross?
Wow.
You know, so he said he did a bad deal with Mike Tyson's Punch Out, among other things.
Yeah.
You know, when you buy Siberian tigers, look, you got bills to pay. Okay. That, yeah. And then you go bankrupt and then you go to jail and all sorts of things. I mean, it's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they're not saying how much they're getting paid because this is live on Netflix.
Yeah. Netflix. Wow.
And they're being mum, Jake Paul and Mike Tyson, about how much they're getting paid for this.
Wow. And doctors, how old is he? How old is Jake? Is he?
He's 30 years younger.
Okay, so he's 27 years old.
And doctors, you know, have really warned Mike about this.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah.
Because Jake has been training now for a long time. He is a legit fighter. Well, I'm really, even though Mike Tyson, I know he's intimidating in that video, I'm kind of scared for him.
I am too. But I'm telling you, though, you look at this video, and that's why I put it on the sheet. I this isn't my world. I don't like boxing.
Mm-hmm.
I certainly do not like the Pauls. I think they're obnoxious. But at the same time, I will echo what you just said, Lex. In reading about this over the weekend and in trying to get some base of knowledge before I open my mouth, you got to give the dude credit. He has slowly been training, I believe, since 2017 or 2018, step by step and year by year.
Jake Paul? Yeah.
Jake Paul. He has been training.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know what?
Yeah.
I can't knock him. I still think he's obnoxious, but the guy has put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
But oof. I do not want to watch this. I do not want to watch this. What? For either outcome.
I don't know if we're really the target audience here.
No, we are not, Lex.
And
we
also, the gambling that's going to surround this, I'm sure, is going to be wild.
Baby, now this is happening in Texas.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
In a big stadium. So.
Yeah, let alone ticket sales.
Mm-hmm. People watching on Netflix, because this is another foray for Netflix to do live streaming, right?
Yes.
And now they're getting into the world of sports. We've already seen them do it with the SAG Awards, Love is Blind finales, the Chris Rock comedy special.
Panda writes in, I 100% think that Jake Paul's team is paying Mike a lot to not kill him. It's all just a promo stunt for both of them.
Oh, you know what? She's not alone in that. There's a few articles I'm seeing right now. Mike Tyson faking training video for the Jake Paul fight.
Oh.
One of the trainers reveals that the strategy that he's using, that Jake will panic. But yeah, no, hearing that is not... That's swirling around as well at the same time. That it's just to ramp up publicity for this big event on Netflix.
Your promoter, you got a lot of hype.
Yeah.
The company that's behind this, Most Valuable Promotions, Jake Paul is on their roster. He's a cruiserweight. He does have a 90% win rate right now.
And we know Mike Tyson, mm-hmm. so that you know, it's going to bring a lot of people in.
Yeah. Do you think Angel will watch this, Lex?
I don't know. You know what? That's such a good question because he does like to watch boxing.
Yeah. I remember that. That's why.
Yeah, he loves Pacquiao, so he mm-hmm. likes to watch. But, you know, I'm going to ask him. I'm not really sure about this answer.
Yeah. Oof. Again, the training vid of Mike is what scared me.
Yeah.
I just thought. Dude is just, and I'm not using this term in a derogatory way. He's monster. It's monstrous. Like, he's just, and I mean that almost as a compliment. Is this oh my God, is this the punch out music?
Oh yeah, we're training.
Oh, so good. Listen to that. That brings me back. I was really good at this game. I'm not good at a lot of video games. This one I was
Did you beat Mike Tyson?
Once. I sure did, Holly. Yep, sitting on the edge of my waterbed with my black and white checkered comforter.
Oh gosh, and your palms are sweaty because you're like, oh, I've beat King Hippo, and now I get to beat Mike Tyson.
Yep.
Dang.
Nice.
Oh, so good. Lex, did you have a Nintendo?
Oh, big time. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I played more of the Olympics and Duck Hunt and Zelda, Tetris too.
God, the original Zelda.
Do you remember that pad that went on the floor?
Sure.
Oh, yeah, the power pad.
The power pad. I think you could play the boxing game with that as well.
I think you're right.
I'm trying to remember. Or there's gloves.
You had the power glove.
That, okay, yes.
And then the power pad.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the gun for Duck Hunt.
For Duck Hunt, yeah. It's a bunch of accessories. Oh. Wow. We used to find ways to, like, do the triple jump, you know, but you use your hands and not your feet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the original Nintendo. So good.
Yes.
So, so good. When we return, much to our chagrin, a new study has come out about going to a movie theater. Holly has that. Plus, Irish Wish on Netflix, a review from Alexis. 5-second showdown and a lot more. Our second hour begins after this.